This is RNIB News Agent. Welcome to this recording of the August 2016 issue of Country Living. Article selections have been made by the Country Living editorial team and are covered by copyright. Coming up, in Wild Wonder, we talk about the Painted Lady Butterfly. In our feature, Country Loving, rural life isn't always idyllic, especially when it comes to dating, as columnist Imogen Green discovered, and all you need to know about solar farms. But first, the good life. Practical ideas and advice for would-be smallholders. Make the most of a glut. The trickiest part of being self-sufficient can be finding ways to use up large crops of courgettes, beans, tomatoes, and more. But some lateral thinking will let you enjoy the fruits of your labour for months to come. Tomatoes. The only thing that rivals a homegrown tomato for flavour is one that's homegrown and sun-dried. We might not have the weather, but you can achieve a similar effect with a slow roast. Halve the tomatoes, drizzle in olive oil, and put in the oven at 110 centigrade with the door ajar until semi-dried, 6 to 8 hours. Pack into jars and cover with olive oil. They'll last for a good couple of weeks in the fridge. Rocket. This has a tendency to bolt, run to seed, if left too long before harvesting. Prolong your crop by cutting to a few centimetres from the base and turning any surplus into pesto. Simply whiz up in a food processor with parmesan...